Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's get those waiver wire claims in for week 4 next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Heath Cummings to talk about the top waiver wire options for week 4 at every position. But we're going to start with some of the news from Monday that is definitely going to affect your lineups and possibly your waiver wire claims for week 4. We'll start with the news that DeAndre Swift is dealing with a shoulder injury that could cost him multiple weeks. Lions head coach Dan Campbell was talking about potentially giving him some rest up through the team's week 6 bye, which would be 3 weeks of no DeAndre Swift, which is, one, just frustrating because he's an awesome player, and two, just, I don't know, are you starting to reconsider whether DeAndre Swift can be that elite fantasy option that we want him to be?
Yeah, and I was, even before this injury, his usage, while he was averaging 10 yards a carry and doing awesome things with it, his usage was not that of a top 5 fantasy running back. He's, I think, averaging 9 or 10 carries a game and 3 or 4 targets a game. That's not going to get it done. And Jamal Williams has been pretty awesome and whenever he's touched the ball. So I don't think this is a situation where DeAndre Swift's going to be out for 2 weeks. They're going to have a bye, and then he's going to come back and be a workhorse running back. It's going to be a split with Jamal Williams for as long as they're both healthy.
Yeah, I think the bigger thing there is just DeAndre Swift hasn't been healthy this season. He suffered the ankle sprain in week 1. He was limited in week 2. I really think it's not necessarily clear he's going to be that guy who can stand up to, you know, 18 touches per game. I still think he's a solid RB2, even if the usage is limited, because he's such a good big play guy and catches passes and all that. But yeah, I'm definitely downgrading him a little bit moving forward in my eyes. We also got, you know, some updates on Dalvin Cook and David Montgomery coming out of Sunday's games. Dalvin Cook dealing with a subluxated shoulder again, you know, as he seems to every single season. And again, it seems like he's going to play. Last season, he missed one game with this. It sounds like he's going to try to play in week 4. David Montgomery dealing with a knee and ankle injury, but he's also being called day to day. Is Khalil Herbert the top waiver wire target for you this week?
Assuming Jamal Williams is not available on your waiver wire, I think he's rostered in 70% of leagues. Yeah. So a third of you need to go get Jamal Williams first. But yeah, Khalil Herbert would be next, because he could have somewhat of a role when Montgomery is healthy. And there's been some speculation that what Montgomery has is a high ankle sprain, which would make it difficult for him to get back this week.
Yeah.
So yes, Herbert is the top running back.
Let's go through each position and just talk about some of the top waiver wire targets for week 4. We'll start with quarterback. Who are you looking for if you need a quarterback?
Marcus Mariota is the guy I'm looking for first. And I've got a sneaky under the radar guy who's just been awful lately. But Mitchell Trubisky gets to face the Jets, and they've made bad, bad quarterbacks look pretty good. So those are the two guys. That's not a great week for streaming quarterback. It's not a great season for quarterback.
No. I'm feeling pretty good about all the leagues where I went QB early, which was part of my draft strategy. So nice to have Josh Allen on your side right now. Running back, obviously, we mentioned Jamal Williams. He's 30% available. If he's out there, he looks like a, you know, probably top 15-ish running back for the time that DeAndre Swift is going to miss. And Khalil Herbert, if he's out there, you know, potentially a top 40 running back if Montgomery's healthy, but could be a top 12 guy. Yep. If Montgomery's out, anybody else at running back stand out for you?
I mean, those are the only real prizes. The other one would be if you're just desperate for a running back, if you've lost Swift and you can't get Williams and you can't get Herbert. I think in full PPR, JD McKissick's still going to give you probably 10 to 12 PPR points, and he's always available in at least half of leagues.
All right, let's move on to wide receiver. Anybody stand out for you? I know Chris Olave, he's about 80% rostered, so he's a must roster and potentially a top 30 wide receiver for me moving forward if he's available. But anybody else stand out for you?
It's definitely Romeo Doubs. I think like so much has been made of this rookies cannot earn Aaron Rodgers' trust, and they have not earned Aaron Rodgers' trust. But seeing eight targets in week three and catching all eight of those targets gives me a lot of hope. There's nobody standing in his way to be the number one wide receiver on the Packers. There's no established number one. So he's available in 66% of leagues. He'll be my top waiver wire priority at wide receiver.
Yeah, I also throw out Christian Watson, who, you know, has had moments of, you know, looking okay. You know, obviously he needs to catch the ball, which I think that's been an issue for him going back to training camp, but he's 28% rostered. It's mostly just what we said before the season. You want someone in that Packers offense who could emerge as a useful option. So I'll take both of those guys. Obviously Doubs is the priority, and anybody at tight end that you like?
Tyler Conklin and David Njoku. I think Njoku has the most upside, but I also would not be surprised at all if Harrison Bryant sees five targets and Njoku sees two this week. They kind of said after that game that coverage is going to dictate his target share, and we've seen a wide range from him. Tyler Conklin's been pretty involved every week. We just don't know how much this Jets offense is going to change with Zach Wilson likely taking over in week four. I'm not as sure as everybody else is it's going to be a huge drop-off. I still think they look like one of the most pass-heavy offenses in football.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is that they've thrown, I think, 156 passes or something through three games. It's been a massive pass rate. And Conklin, you know, once you zoom out and you take into the rate into account, his target share is like 14%, which might still be enough to make him viable because tight end is so bad. But, you know, obviously you look at the raw number of targets, I think it's 25 through three games, and it looks a lot better. So it just kind of tells you tight end isn't great, which, you know,
feeling pretty good about those teams where I took Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce in the first two rounds.
As you should. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. All right, that's going to do it for FFT and five for our waiver wire targets in week four. If you want more waiver wire targets, more in depth, make sure you listen to the full episode of Fantasy Football Today, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.